Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Chris James. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Greg Harris. And now, play ball. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. James hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Firmin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ward hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Firmin moves to second. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Quintana strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Candiotti fires over to first and Jacoby drops the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Burks moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berga is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Berga strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Nehring trying to get to third. Huff throws the ball into Berga, who tags Nehring for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed is 0-1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Peña and he is out, Reed applying the tag. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James is 0-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fermin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 0 for 1 in the game. Quintana hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Dana Kiecker now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Peña and he is out, Boggs applying the tag. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenwell hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Greenwell steals second. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Huff moves to second. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Huff scores. Berga moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Boggs, and into shallow left field. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 0 for 2 in the game. Quintana strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nehring. Ward moves to second. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Nehring reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up off the glove of Reed, and into shallow right field. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. James takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quintana is 0 for 3 in the game. Quintana strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Peña moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0-for-4 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.